Shine!
Shine! Hurry up, Shine!
You're gonna be late!
Well, we are already live!
To the motherfucking show!
Shine!
Shine!
Hurry up!
Shine him as Max!
Ooh, hey, look at that. Only 12 episodes left on this one. Yes, I'm still downloading shit. Nothing's changed.
You got your microphone? Good.
While we's live?
Good.
Scott's going to have fun cutting audio later.
Welcome to the Sentai Review, episode 193, Because He's Batman.
Yep.
Because he's Batman!
Wow, no, I don't need full screen fucking there.
Always need full screen.
Not on this calculator, not while I'm in the middle of fucking re-downloading
full
our
screen
old
calculator.
Full screen calculator.
For when your eyes are old as fuck.
Well, I mean, you're not wrong. Anyway.
This is a goof episode while we prep for the next major ones. That is what this is going to be. We went out of our way and we got every single Batman that me and Scott remembered.
Actually, I dug a lot deeper, so.
Well, we went as far back as Lewis Wilson. That's the first one to wear the cowl, as far as I'm aware.
Oh, wait, I'm thinking about Superman then.
Yeah.
Went and dug deep.
Superman has all the musicals and the serials and.
Two musicals. Or a commercial.
Yeah.
So, we are going to just have some fun, and just like we do for the Riders and Rangers and all of the
Zord
goofy shit,
stuff.
We're going to talk about these Batmen and rate the shit out of them! So, let's start in 1943, Lewis Wilson. He was the first man to ever don the cowl. Here he is. Bam!
Oh, round the room.
Oh, yeah, let's go ahead and do that. That's, like, important and shit. Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, sorry, yo.
Scott Action Jackson.
Bruce Wayne, Batman.
Fucking wish.
Tony Stark, Iron Man, bitch.
We're all dead.
Yep.
Whatever he fucking did, there's a villain waiting for us.
Yep. You're welcome.
Why do you think I'm here?
Stop it.
Why do you think I'm here?
Hey, guys. I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys. I'll leave you alone.
Alright, Black and White Batman.
This was the first fucking guy to ever wear the suit. And I actually like Lewis Wilson. This one is better than the next show.
The Batman and Robin one.
Yes. I've seen both of these serials, and I just we'll get into it as we look at him and everything like that. This is also what introduced the Batcave. And the Bat Desk. He's in a cave in the desk, and there's fucking very much a string with a bat. It's fucking sad as shit, old bat effects and shit. So good. So fucking good. It's pretty crazy. And you could tell it's definitely a product of his time because of the bad guys he was facing. It's nobody fucking famous. It's like,
it's gangsters. There you go.
Well, he works for, like, the government. He's basically like a CIA agent or some shit like that. Okay, so, next on this. Oh, shit!
The Phantom!
That's actually pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
You know, let's go ahead and talk about a little bit of it, because we can see it right here. That's not a bad utility belt. He's got the trunks. The boots are fine. Black and white probably helps this a lot for the age that we're looking at. His mask, it could use some solidarity in the face. But it is it that that cuts a dashing figure right there in old black and white footage. I don't hate this, actually. Shane's face makes me feel like he may have a different opinion, but I'm not mad at this at all. I think he's a very fine look for the character, especially in this time.
If I had to make a change, I would make I wouldn't wear gigantic Spankies.
Oh, those are trunks.
I would wear smaller ones. Not so
that was
big.
The style in the 40s, bitch.
I get it, and this is part of the show. We're looking back in time. Now, you don't have to hold it to the standards of back in time. You can hold it to today, and you're more than welcome your opinion. But this is the style of trunks in that era, because they weren't Spankies, they were trunks. This is exactly what you would have seen on, like, a wrestler. That was a muscle suit, and you wore the trunks because your dick would fall out.
Technically, your dick might fall out anyway.
Right. Next. Oh, shit. Artist rendition.
I was able to find some of these for each of the Batman along with some of the Superman, but I didn't get all of them. So
that's fine. Yep. That's fine. Get what we get.
I still like it. It's not bad.
Next.
For what it is. See, that looks pretty good like that.
For the first Batman?
First Batman, yeah.
The boots are cheap. We're going to go ahead and get into it a little bit. The cape is, of course, it's just fucking cloth. It's not fancy yet. 1943, I don't know how much I can hold against them because they didn't have... You can't do the Batcape from Batman Begins in 43.
I'm noticing one thing.
They could have put some like stuff in the cape to
small eye holes.
Straighten it.
They didn't
or something,
get
but,
the bat ears right. One shorter than the other.
Yes, they're very much like stuffed bat ears on a very flimsy cowl.
Very flimsy.
And I actually liked the old bat back then, where it was just the bat symbol on the chest, and then later on we get the oval, and then it goes back to being no oval years later, and then it got really big and defined. I didn't hate the bat back then. Next.
Okay.
That was Lewis Wilson, the first Batman. And you get to rate him, Shane. With rating,
is Shane gonna drop his nuke?
No, it's not that. It's an awful costume. There's things I would change about it, obviously. But being from the 40s and being not from that time period, maybe that was cool back then. Now it's not cool. But for the first Batman, you gotta give him credit. So let's do it.
He's right. The chat is talking about it right now. We still have shitty capes today, in the newest stuff.
Actually, believe it or not, the cape doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
The cowl sucks.
Yeah, there's times I'm not mad at it. Like, I don't like it here when we're looking at him in this bottom left.
Yeah.
But I like the top middle. That looks fairly imposing from the side here in the black and white.
The bottom right. Kills it from there.
The bottom
now
right,
he looks
I don't
like he's like Black Bunny Man.
But I don't despise the angle in the bottom middle either. Like
I know,
it's,
I know.
They could have used some solidarity. The cowl should have been a more solid headpiece with cloth over.
I know right. That it was the style back then. I get it, but fucking giant diaper doesn't fucking make me. I don't fear a man wearing a giant diaper.
Oh, you're gonna hate Adam West then.
Adam West look like.
But because it's the style of the time period, I'll let it slide.
You're fine.
I'll give it a 3.
Okay.
Average.
All right. You're starting
I'm going to give it a 3. He's a baseline. This is the first Batman.
Yes.
They had nothing to go on. The comic book was barely... It was only a few years old.
It's true. It was still a very young book at this time.
Yeah.
And because books
didn't
came out
Batman
about...
Batman come out in like the 1920s?
But books came out about
late
once a month.
Late 30s.
Oh, was it?
Books came out like once a month, I think. They were basically considered like magazines
and
newspapers.
I think Batman first appeared in 1939.
It was Detective Comics issue 1.
No, it actually wasn't. It was Detective Comics number 15, I think.
Oh, that was nice right there that you knew it wasn't number 1. Oh. That's some.
Was it number 15? Was I right
on
that one?
Bat shit right there.
I figured it was number 1 because I figured Detective Comics came out for Batman.
Or did I get it wrong and it was Amazing Spider-Man?
No, Detective Comics was very much like
Dick Tracy.
Pulp Hero. And shit like that. of a detective variety, and then it kind of, then when Batman happened, it was his fucking book. He just took that shit.
I think I'll go 2.7.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, problems with the giant diapers, too.
I'm having an issue with the ears.
The ears are awful.
The ears are awful.
Yes, the ears are awful, but considering the fact of, like they said, since this is based off the original books, I don't know if you looked at the suit from the original books ever, but...
That's him on the shelf right there.
Yeah, with the purple surgical gloves.
The side
gloves
ears and the purple surgical gloves. Now, this was a little after the surgical gloves had went away.
Right.
The cowl was a little more streamlined. There were some changes to his overall design.
With it being black and white, we can't tell if it's purple gloves he's wearing, so...
No, it's not. The original Batman, he didn't have gloves that went up.
They came down. They literally were surgical gloves.
I mean, on this show, we can't tell if they're purple. So.
I get that.
But yeah, so in terms of that, and just so that way then I can try to make math a little bit easier, I'm going to give him a 3.3.
I'm going to sit at a 3. I'm going to take that baseline with them. I think that this set a standard. And for its time, I'm sure plenty of kids saw this as Batman.
Right. So, yep. So, in terms of that, yes, even 3. Moving on.
This is our baseline Batman. It can only go 2 directions from here.
Okay. Now we are moving to 1949,
yes,
Robert Lowry. Now, Robert Lowry, if I'm not mistaken, was the guy from the second serial.
Yeah, the Batman and Robin serial that took place.
Here we go. Oh, shit. That does him no justice at all there, Shane.
The belt is a belt.
It doesn't help him. That's a thing that we will see. They added a little spike to the boots. They added these little spikes to the cuffs here. They changed the bat. This is all stuff you will notice. I actually think I remember the cowl being worse.
I can believe that.
We haven't got to the real picture yet. And the belt is now a belt. Not like...
utility stuff.
Yeah, not like what we've seen in the last one.
Belt to hold pants up.
It's literally a belt
that's
to
holding,
hold pants
that's
up.
That's holding underwear up.
Yeah, it's holding up wrestling trunks.
Here we go.
And
next.
I love how I just looked up and I noticed that the fans are voting too.
Yo, yeah, that's
okay,
been happening.
Okay, I've got one major problem with this motherfucker right now.
You see it too?
You might have to zoom in a bit, Bill.
Okay, what are you irritated about?
Center! Front and fucking center.
What's that?
Can't even get a goddamn bat centered, and it's got googly eyes.
Yes, they changed the bat, and it wasn't for the better.
It's
and the
cockeyed.
Cowl,
I get it.
And has googly eyes.
The cowl is cheap, and by the way, the other Batman, he cut a more dashing figure. This dude's a man entering his middle age.
Yeah.
And
he's
you
starting to
can
get the dad bod.
Yeah. He's getting he's dad bod Batman.
This is that what is it, the 1940s in shape, out of shape, or out of shape, in shape guy?
Yes, out of shape, in shape guy.
Yeah.
this dude
you
on his times off?
I don't know, I'm waiting for you to exhale.
This dude got off set, went home, sat down, got his pipe out, fucking drank a glass of brandy.
Funny you should say that, because during the show, he goes home and he has himself a brandy and smokes a pipe.
God damn it.
It is fucking
typical
Wayne Manor.
1940s dad.
Yeah.
Sitting at home. All right, I'll tell you what, Bobby.
And I think the bat signal may have been introduced here, because I seem to remember something about them wheeling a box to the window. Not that it's relevant, but...
The bat signal, when he shines it in the sky, is it also cockeyed and has googly eyes?
I swear to God.
I actually believe it is this awful bat symbol.
So it's cockeyed.
I can't remember.
I get it.
I think I seen this like 10 years ago. It's still on my shelf downstairs.
I know the technology in the 40s was nowhere near what it is today, but... They didn't have the technology to center a fucking bat.
And you thought the ears were bad.
I love how y'all are just sitting there bitching about the damn bat.
What's even
more fucking hilarious is that his fucking pants are all goddamn bunched up. So it looks like he's got like some form of like a cord he's hiding. Like if the Joker were to actually come up, he'd like dig around in his dick to pull out something. Like,
Let me tell you something.
Oh no, the Joker. Hold on, let me get my bat cuffs.
That's because look at him.
God damn. It's a good thing we have personalized mics.
Yeah, I would never. I'm never touching that microphone again. Let's put a piece of tape on that one.
Before I rub
I don't
my
give
dick
a shit.
With the microphone.
I don't need Seth Dick on my mic. Now let me.
Don't worry, yours and mine are the two that get mixed up most often.
Yeah.
There you go, Shane, using the bat phone.
That dude does not cut a good Bruce Wayne.
No.
No.
No. If I remember right, this guy I did not like almost at all compared to the first.
I expect he's got no utility belt. Of course,
Oh, and the cape was more flimsy. You can't see it, but the cape was more flimsy. During fight scenes, he would like punch a guy in the face with a haymaker, and the cape would like wrap around his face, and he'd have to redirect it so they could see.
Okay, listen, maybe it's just the way he's standing. But the fucking belt is
cockeyed
now.
Check out the belt. He's got the utility
thing there. No, the belt is crooked.
See it right there?
Why? Is there something wrong with 1949? Was that year just crooked?
Everything was slightly at a tilt.
Was it slanted?
You got to understand that the Earth was, like, moving this way in 1949, so everybody was, like, at a slight angle?
No. The Earth's axis was drunk that year. Yeah. It had too many glasses of brandy.
Next. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, by the way, Robin was more buff than Batman in this series. Like, they would go into the cave and his arms would be all ripped and shit and Batman was fucking dad bod.
Oh, my God. There's something wrong with the 40s. His mask is cockeyed.
Just the mask?
Everything. Well, no, I've been pointing out every piece of the suit that is cockeyed.
The cow is fucked up, too. What are you talking about?
You know what the best part is? One of his eyes is half covered.
Yeah, it's because he needs to straighten that mask out.
He couldn't see for shit. I remember that's a thing. You can actually, I'm not even talking about like I saw an interview. When you watch this, he has to keep like walking into alleys and he'll like adjust like this because he can't fucking see. So he has to like move the mask. Then he'll throw a punch and the cape will wrap around his head and he can't see. So he has to back up and take the cape off his face. It is an awful fucking design. Well, it does not work.
People are saying that bulge.
Dude,
the bulges. You've been looking at this one.
Oh no. See, we're not just nexting to rapid fire. If we have to suffer. You have to suffer. Welcome to live, bitch.
Next. Oh, fuck.
I got a tiny-ass little 22, bitch.
This is the best angle of the suit that we have seen. There's his shitty belt.
Fucking straighten it up.
These look more like underwear than trunks now.
Right.
I like his gloves more. I'm going to say that. And I like this little point on the boot. That became a superhero fashion for years. The little point on the boot. I don't like his bat. This fucking nose. The ears are awful. The cowl is fucking awful.
Listen, this is really hard to see. Growing up with Batman, him being the figure of fear.
I'd rather be looking at these gangster businessmen than Batman.
This old motherfucking 80-year-old holding a pistol and Batman's like, don't shoot! I know, I get it, time period, whatever. Okay, I'm just...
Damn, there's a lot of hate in the chat for 1949 Bat Guy.
So
maybe
sad.
Because the entire year...
And the best part is, the more we hover, the lower the score's going from the fans.
Yeah, I'm seeing that.
I thought I was going to be mean by giving this jackass a one.
No, everybody's not a fan of this. Like, almost the entire room is like, fuck this guy.
Look, there's only...
Someone gave it a 0.1.
There's about three things I like about this guy.
All right, go ahead.
First of all, the wrestling boots, because those are standard wrestling boots. I enjoy that as a wrestling fan.
Wait, are you Batman or Robin?
Don't give a fuck. No, I'm Batman.
Okay.
Because you see the seams going up the side?
Yeah. No, yeah. Robin, like, Robin like has HBK the Robin Hood
Shawn
boots.
Shawn Michaels fucking boots.
I've got questions for Robin.
The gloves, I'll agree with Bill. Yeah, I do like them. They look pretty good. And the cowl, the only thing I like about it is because we're getting to see the fucking Daredevil fucking cowl before he puts it on.
Oh, okay. Man.
Because those aren't ears. Those are fucking devil horns.
Let us look at this picture real quick. Batman, arms up, guy's got a gun. He's like, oh, shit. Robin, barely with his arms up, like, yo, guy.
I'm going to take that from you.
Quick question.
He looks bored.
Does the guy with the gun have a mustache?
Yes, he does.
Cool.
Yes. I do like how Robin is very much like,
I'm whatever. Take that gun from you.
This doesn't even bother me.
And no, look at the way Robin's shirt thing is. That's a leather tunic. You know who he is?
He's Robin Hood.
No, he's Mugger.
That's fine. Yes, but he actually is Robin Hood.
Final Fantasy 1 8-bit Mugger up in this bitch.
Right.
Let's move on. Next.
Give that boy some blue hair.
Oh God. He's fucking running. Action shot, Shane. Action.
He looks like he's out of breath. Second off. Once again. Straighten that fucking belt up.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God.
No. Leave that alone. You know what I just realized this Batman is? This Batman is the fucking inspiration for fucking Batmite.
He looks like...
This Batman is the inspiration for the Tick. But the Tick did it better.
This action shot did him no favors.
It just made things worse for Batman.
Just look at him for a second. My God, he is like, fuck this shit. First off, he's fat Batman.
Holy shit.
No, he's...
Oh, man.
Fat man.
Without
the bombs and roller skates.
Second off.
And without boy blubber.
The man looks like he's running... Look at him. Look at the face. Look at the intensity on his face. Looks like he's running after a cheeseburger. Look at Robin now. Robin, once again, looks uninterested. That motherfucker doesn't care.
That's because he already did his morning jog. This is just more exercise.
I honestly don't
Robin's think. Like, man, I still got 10 more miles to do. Let's Robin's pick this shit up.
It looks like they're racing, and Robin's about to pass his fat ass.
No, Robin's already ahead.
And it looks like Robin is kind of like jogging almost. Like he's got like a light gallop, and Batman is literally hoofing it as fast as a fucking old fat man can.
He needs... Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Robin doesn't... I don't even think the guy who played Robin wanted to be there. Every picture I've seen, he's like this.
Somebody's like, I'm giving this guy a 15.
I can't save it. Next this picture and say there's something better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, next this motherfucker. We're done.
Time to rate.
Rate this guy.
I already did. He gets a 1.
Well, because the entire year of 1949 was at a goddamn slant.
1.
I hate this motherfucker.
This guy sucks.
Is he making the list?
No, oh, man.
No, you don't want to see him again.
I think
put him on the list, Shane!
You know, this wasn't even that long after they'd already done the other one. Like, this literally, this...
This was 6
they went
years.
Backwards.
Yeah, in 6 years, instead of, you know, making it look better, they went backwards.
Like, they could have taken the original suit and been like, all right, now, how do we make this a little better? Like the belt, like the symbol, like this. And it's not like it was high fabric. They could have cut it to fit this fucking fat guy, the original suit. They could have modified it.
Batman. Do you know what happens when you're fat?
Oh, no!
Do you know what happens when you have a shitty, cheap dollar store belt?
Do
they make some sort of...
Do you know what happens when your entire fucking year is slanted and you don't know how to straighten yourself
Shane,
up?
Shane, do they make some kind of document in which you keep a directory of ass?
Batman. You just made the list.
Yes!
Fuck! 1949.
The directory of shitty.
Fuck!
Oh my gosh.
That entire year.
1. I'll do a 1. He's lucky he got that, to be fair.
Yeah, honestly, I was borderline going to drop him into a lower rating, but then I remembered, I guess... I also have to go through all my zeros at some point as does everyone else.
So that man is a 0.72 moving on.
Which takes us to the 1966 Adam West Batman.
Adam Wee!
Oh my God.
We're
starting
swimming
strong.
Swimming trunks, God damn it! Bright yellow swimming trunks! Shane, his belt's not crooked.
It's true.
Yes,
it's right.
The belt isn't crooked.
He can see out of his cowl. Surfer bat guy.
Oh, shit. So good. Next.
There you go, Shane.
Shane, there's
Adam
the whole crew.
Adam Weacock.
Yep.
Yeah, he did. His fucking dick was out all the time.
No, Shane, you need this. Okay. While that last picture, I had an aneurysm.
now you get to look at his ball sack.
Adam West was well endowed. Everyone knows that. Mm. Now, let me ask you this. Let me tell you this. At least it's straight. That belt is straight. Fantastic. Fucking
Thank you
bat-
for saying that. I didn't have to say it. Yes. Batgirl Yvonne Craig. I fucking love her. I love her outfit. I love her personality. I loved her as an actress. I loved her as Batgirl. She was truly stunning.
Okay.
And everything about this costume, 1960s-wise, for Batgirl is fucking phenomenal. And now we can move on to him.
All right. Real quick, I'm giving Batgirl a 5.
I would, easily.
Batgirl's a 5. Yeah. Easily.
Batman,
I love the color.
The logo.
Love the color, love how it... she stands out as...
In fact, later on, we would reuse this design and recolor it for our Batgirl.
Yeah.
That symbol, these gloves, that belt, this design, we just made it black and yellow.
Let's go from left to right. She's amazing. Let's go on to the dipshit in the middle. I don't have a problem with Adam West.
The recently deceased dick.
Yes. I don't have a problem with Adam West. Now, let's look at the costume, first off. First off, let's start with your cowl. You don't need eyebrows. It's a fucking mask.
But nope. Believe it or not, eyebrows were on the costume at this time.
Yes.
In the books. As stupid as it was, they were on there.
Well, they were wrong.
Yes,
Okay, you're a bat. What is this? What is this tiny, tiny little thing coming out of your head?
At the time, I think we had moved to very small ears on the Batman
costumes. Once again, they are wrong.
I prefer not too big. I don't like when they stand ridiculous above his head.
Not when it's three heads height.
I like the ears to be pronounced. I like them to be there.
Believe it or not, the small bat with the yellow oval around it, I don't have a problem with.
The cowl looks better.
Your gray Walmart t-shirt, I have a problem with. your spirit of Halloween cape, I don't like. Let's keep moving down.
Wait a minute.
Let's look at the belt.
Fucking hold on a second.
Well, you are better than the 1949's Batman belt. That's not hard to beat. You somehow went backwards from the 1943 Batman belt. Don't know how you did that, but you did a good job. Moving down to your fucking cock area. I don't like the underwear, period. I didn't like it from 1943. I don't like it now.
Yes, it's true. And a lot of people have done this. American superheroes were stuck in this underwear phase for years. This went on for a very long time. In fact, they took it out of comics, ran with it for like 10 years, and now it's come back.
Listen, if I walk out of my home,
Superman put the underwear back on, there's an actual scene dedicated to the first time he puts it back on where he gets knocked through a building, and as he's laying there, these two ladies are trying to drag him behind the counter to hide him for a second, to give him a second to get his bearings together, and she says, "What are those?" And she's like, "Those are his trunks." And she's like, "But didn't he get rid of them?" And she's like, "I don't know. Maybe he's wearing them again. What the fuck?" And that's how they just addressed it. So they're back in comics now.
I'm not a big fan of the
motherfucker.
What?
Pay attention between Batman and Robin. Is that still the fucking price tag on your fucking costume? Is that a tag sticking out on the fucking cape? Is that a price tag?
Where?
That yellow.
Oh,
that.
No, I think that's behind them.
Oh, that better. No. Oh my god, because that looks like a fucking tag. Like he just got that costume at a fucking Walmart.
It'd be amazing.
Now, and I don't like your fucking Walmart fucking pants either. I can't see your boots in this, but they're probably stupid.
Not yet.
Here, let's go next. Next.
Robin, you're not cool. Oh, there's even a bat on the belt.
Yes, there is.
Once again, it's not hard to beat the 1949 belt, but somehow you still went backwards from the 43 belt.
Here's the thing.
Why the gloves?
This is ridiculously comic book accurate for its time, but goddamn, this costume is bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not as bad as the last one.
But that's because of where we are today.
The costume, the last costume we saw,
it's not even his fault. It's the comic book authority code shit destroyed his chances.
I don't blame Adam West for anything. All he was doing was following what the director and all them were telling him.
And to be fair, when you watch the show is a brilliant level of tongue-in-cheek cheesiness. Yeah. And they you knew every fucking scene was on purpose, that they were like, this is as serious as dumb shit can be. Right. Let's make it dumb shit.
The Batootsie.
Yeah.
The Watootsie Batman.
Well, Adam West may have done a great job of being the corny, campy, cheesy Batman. The suit is fucked. It makes me want to vomit. I really want... I mean, yeah.
Do you need some...
Out of a score of 5, I give it vomit.
No, we don't pro-Jared this. We actually give it a number.
All right. I'm tired of looking at this. Let's see what we got.
Next.
I'm tired of looking at this. Let's see what
no,
we got.
No, you get to see
no,
the boots
now.
No,
look at his boots, goddammit.
Oh, the boots suck.
Oh, I feel like
actually,
they should have went higher.
Yeah, the boots should have went higher. Yeah. They look more like military boots that have been modified.
Pay attention. Yeah. Look at his fucking facial expression. It's like he's looking at himself in a mirror and like, oh my God, I look like a fucking douche.
With an enormous penis.
Oh, Adam West was well endowed, probably. I don't know. I never met the guy. Never asked how big his dick was. But those underwear. God, the underwear sucks. That's like me leaving the house with my underwear outside of my pants. I look like a fucking dick.
He's really hard on these trunks, man.
Right.
Next. Oh shit! He's spreading his cape out.
No. Batman.
it's the
ouch. The aneurysm's coming back.
Next.
Oh,
fuck. Bruce Lee gets a 6. His costume is fucking great.
6? It's a 12.
Yeah, I agree. Green Hornet gets a 4. Batman, and I haven't decided yet. Robin, let's talk about you, Robin.
Bruce Lee gets a Wata out of 5. He's the only one allowed to break the mold.
Okay. Let's talk about Burt Ward for just 1 second. Burt Ward, let's talk about you for a minute. You're not cool, first off. Stop doing that. You're not cool. Your costume we will see again here soon because you are in the crossover coming up.
We won't see that costume.
Oh, I hope to
there
God.
There is no way in hell they will put him back in that
put him
costume.
Back.
They better CGI him to put him back in the costume.
Put a 70-something-year-old Burt Ward
gosh.
In that costume.
They say magnify.
Shane, it's Christmas morning.
Do I get a fucking Kato fucking figure? I'll take that. Do I get a Green Hornet?
You get 4 choices. You might open it and get a Batman.
For the chat.
Who the fuck don't know that Bruce Lee?
For the chat that is surprised, at this point in time, around the same year, in 66, there was also a Green Hornet show, and Bruce Lee played Kato on that show. There is 2 episodes in which Bruce Lee had a crossover, the Green Hornet crossed over, with Batman, and they even fought, and Bruce Lee put Robin over a table.
Yep.
The original script called for Bruce Lee to lose to Robin, and he said, I'm not fucking doing that, threw the script in their face, and left.
Burt Ward cannot beat Bruce Lee up in a fight.
Then,
no
here's,
one
here's,
can.
Here's new information that I just recently started uncovering that's very interesting. Mm. Evidently, at the time, Burt Ward and Bruce Lee were living in the same complex.
Oh, God.
And Bruce Lee kept coming home. This is an actual interview with Robin, where Burt Ward is talking about this, that Bruce Lee would come home and just, like, fucking stare at him and shit. Like, I'm going to fucking kill you. And Burt was like, dude, I like, pissed off Bruce Lee. And even because they live in the same complex, he would see Bruce train and shit like that for, like, Bruce's show. So Burt was not oblivious to the fact that he would get that ass kicked.
Yep.
And I guess this went on for, like, a week or so before they met on stage. And I guess when they met, and Bruce had said nothing. He'd just been staring dead-eye at him for, like, a week. Then they handed out the scripts, everybody got ready, said get into positions, and Bruce got up real fucking quick, silent, and started walking quickly towards Burt. And Burt was like, oh, fuck, and started backing up like, I'm going to get fucking whopped on. He thought a real fight was coming, so he ran from Bruce Lee.
Yeah, Robin is more jacked than...
And they had right. to get him and be like, he's fucking with you. He's fucking with you.
Right.
You're fucking with him, right, Bruce?
To be fair, if I seen the epitome of what Superman is walking right. towards me, I'd be pissing my pants too. If you all, also, if people that didn't know that the Jet Li movie Black Mask is an homage to Kato. God.
Yes.
You know what Burt Ward needed that day, Shane? Hmm. That wonderful invention I came up with that one time.
You were going to rate this Robin for a second.
Yes, you were.
Believe it or not, this Robin looks cooler than Batman. I know it sounds weird, but it is.
Usually Robin does.
Next. I know.
Yep, we're done. Oh, we're done.
Gotta give a score.
Okay, here we are. What are we doing for that Batman?
All right.
You
so
mean, that Batman?
Because that helped.
You're right. Actually, that's unfair to use this picture, too, because he's standing
Bruce
next
Lee
to
is
Bruce
in
Lee.
It? Yeah. But that's unfair because he got Batgirl.
No, so. She's fine. Nothing. Bruce Lee automatically makes everything better. You can have a pile of shit, and Bruce Lee could be standing next to it, and you'd be like, damn, that's a really good-looking pile of shit. Bruce Lee will kill me.
I'll get that pile of shit a 5.
Yeah.
Where are you sitting with this?
I'm at a 2.8.
5.12.
That was not a 5.12. No. He was rating the people from left to right.
So Batgirl got a 5, Batman got a 1, and Robin got a 2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so moving on, because I already knew that.
What you got, Bill? I'm still on the fence.
Fuck.
Scott.
Fuck.
You didn't make the list, so you should be happy.
I grew up watching this Batman.
I did, too.
I did not.
And nostalgia is a powerful thing.
And that's why I'm going, fuck.
And going back and watching the show again, I appreciate it as an adult even more than I did when I was a kid because I see what they were doing.
3.
That being said, this costume is bad. It's bad. It's like a 2.1. Because even fans, if you're a fan of the material, you understand Batman, you know what was going on at the time, you'll see that that's comic accurate. But even being a fan, this nearly falls into 1, where it's just simply bad, because it was a bad time for the books,
right,
which did not help the costume at all. That says nothing about Adam West.
I have one question.
This costume was bad.
I have one question. Why is it in some pictures the bat emblem on his belt is almost non-existent?
Because it was very much almost the same color. It would come through in like the light.
Oh, okay.
Like
it's an engraving, so yes, the shine will actually allow you to see it.
Because I didn't notice it in this picture, and then the next picture it was bright and right in front of me.
2.4. At least the bat symbol is straight and doesn't have fucking googly eyes on it.
2.26 for Adam Wee Batman. And yes, chat, we are noticing you, and good lordy Lou, I'm glad some of you are smart enough to fucking answer questions for me. Cause
well, you know, Nick.
Somebody asked the question, is Bruce Lee still alive?
No.
No. No, he's not. In fact, we did an entire episode, like, 4 or 5 fucking years ago on, like, what would have been, like, the 75-year anniversary or something. Like, long fucking time ago.
Let's go to Michael Keaton Batman.
Mr. Mom!
It was quite a gap. Okay, now let's talk about cool.
Okay, this is from Returns.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
When he's about to throw some dynamite on the villain and toss him.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Let's also let you guys know that if any of you guys didn't know this, but 1989, when Michael Keaton was first Batman, understand that costume was very heavy, and the reason why he looked so stiff.
This one wasn't.
Yeah.
This one was lighter than the first one. The first one was awful,
and that's why his fight scenes looked so stiff,
right?
Because he couldn't fucking move. This costume looks awesome. This is what I grew up with.
Next,
same.
This is
from Returns. This is still Returns.
Yep, yes, this is still Returns.
And that's fine because
the bat symbol looks fucking great.
That is the bat symbol that I remember.
Yes.
The bat ears are actually done
well.
Mm-hmm. Well, the cowl is solid, finally.
Yes. Yep. Yep. And
he's got bat abs.
Okay, let me think.
Motherfucker's got an 8-pack.
And, you know, this is 1992, I think.
I'm going to say this, though. That belt is awful. I don't give a shit.
Well, in the first, in the 89 one, we saw it was really awful because it slid down.
I said it. That belt is awful.
Yeah.
Utility my ass. That's a belt.
Yep.
You got that little thing there.
Got little capsules?
You didn't accept that on the 1940s guy when he had a little side pouch.
Yeah.
Yep.
There was more wrong with that belt than you fucking know.
Because by 1992, the earth got straight all of a sudden and everything stayed in its place. It wasn't crooked. Second off, he didn't have to fucking loop it like an actual belt.
That belt sucks. I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It may not be the greatest belt you've ever seen, but it's like, literally the best belt.
I knew coming in here, he was going to be fives on the board and everybody was going to fucking praise him. If I have to drop something, that belt is awful. First it off, is the worst part of his costume.
First off, what makes you think I'm going to give him a five?
Nostalgia and the way that this is your Batman and that's his fucking symbol. That's the symbol you grew up with. I'm expecting nothing less than a four to come across the boards here.
See, it's funny because he says that's my Batman. My Batman is not live action.
Animated series?
My Batman's animated series.
Well, he's not appearing, so...
I know. That's why next. I said, no, this ain't my Batman.
That still returns?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, no, it is.
Yeah, because of the snow.
You can look
in the
at his stomach.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Look at his stomach. There's a different stomach on the bat suit from the original.
Yes.
Okay, remember how I told you that Batman is supposed to instill fear?
Right.
Okay? In 43, obviously not. I would have laughed at him.
Right.
In 49, I'd have punched him in the fucking face. Straighten up your suit. Adam West was not terrifying.
Not supposed to be, though. He
yeah,
was based
not supposed
off the
to
comics,
be.
Got it.
Where the
that,
comics said
that was,
no scary shit.
I that know was during the era of hee-hee, ha-ha, practical joke.
This
Joker.
Batman
right.
in the dark alleyway would scare the shit out of me.
I think that was also the
but
era
nothing.
Of Lex Luthor stealing 40 cakes.
This is yeah. He also starts something in this Batman that has become a staple for all Batman that I find utterly fucking stupid and ridiculous.
Oh, cringy voice.
There's things that I have to point out because nobody's going to shit on him. This man's Scara thing will last for the rest of our motherfucking lives now.
Yep.
And they could have covered the eyes. They could have done lenses or something to the effect. They didn't. And every Batman since him has done mascara, and they always do the same thing. They take their mask off, blah, it's not there. Where is it? What did you got some little wipers, little sponges on the bottom of the fucking mask when you take it off?
Oh, you'll see that. Yeah. You'll see that.
I get it, okay? It helped the effect, because these eye holes would have looked awful without the mascara.
Right.
But from this point on, there's going to be this level of disbelief. Every time they take their cowl off.
Was that cowl completely fucking rubber?
Yes. In fact, it's...
Basically, from the symbol up is rubber, and then from right where you see the shoulders, you can actually see there's like a little zigzag outline. All of that is rubber.
Because his
there's even a part where he tears it off.
Because his cowl is fucking huge.
Yes.
Like...
And it's connected to the cape.
Yes.
This goes over the cape here, and then there are parts of it that are sewn on, and then there's a clip underneath this bat that puts all the cape together.
Yes.
Like, you got to appreciate the fact that it's not CGI. He actually wore that damn thing.
Yes, he wore that suit. That is a suit.
Yes, that I appreciate that. Yep. Not
next.
Half of it's fucking CGI.
Returns.
Oh, see, I love that.
Because he's Batman.
Oh, I was right. See, I'm good with dates. 1992. God, I'm good.
Yep.
Next. Now, also, another way you could tell when you're talking about Batman and when it's not Returns, the bat is different. You probably never noticed it until I pointed out this bat is different.
Yeah.
Next. There it is. Mm-hmm. Look at the bat.
You see a slight difference, yes.
It's not a slight. They added two little things right here. See, on the bottom
and the
of
bottom
the ass.
A little different
it's
too,
got
so.
Feet. Yeah. Bat has feet.
And he has abs.
Yes.
And it's more of a one suit thing, and the cape comes up and connects to the bat instead of being woven underneath of it and going around
it's
the shoulders.
It's hard to completely see in this picture, but that mask in the other one, it came down to like here. It was huge. It had those like,
I don't want to
also, the mask on Returns mm-hmm. was more form-fitted. You can see when you're looking at his chin that the cowl was a little big for his head.
Yep.
Back on the original.
Yeah,
because
you can see the see the gap right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they would have at least did some casting for the helmet, but probably not as much as they
right,
could have.
Right. Yeah. And
was that
Matt, whoever
was that
it was
rubber too?
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, this was heavier duty. This is the awful suit that was like wearing fucking firefighter gear.
Yeah.
Yes.
The suit weighed like 200 pounds.
And We're not saying the suit's awful looking. We're just saying it's awful to wear.
Abs on
yeah,
here.
Like yeah. The Godzilla costume is awesome. You don't want to wear
abs. Yeah. Kind of like the Batman suit from this is awesome. Mm-hmm. You don't want to wear it.
The suit looks cool. It probably isn't cool to wear, but it looks cool.
Next. Oh, there's that infamous scene where his belt falls down.
Yep.
But it's a damn good shot of that suit.
Mm-hmm.
You can really see his boots. You can get a feel for the gloves. You could see how the cape worked.
Right.
You could see his ab armor here, which I'll be honest, I actually prefer Batman Returns where they're plates and they're an actual armor than I do the sculpted man look.
Right.
Just me. It's just the way I am. And there was extra stuff added to the pants on the Returns that actually made it a little, like, plated.
I'm nitpicking. But
Same thing with the gloves. You could definitely tell where it looks like in Return. The gloves are more almost like the Dark Knight thing where they actually have, like, the metal shot in them.
Yes.
To make his, like, hits hit harder.
Yes.
Like, you could definitely tell that there is a major difference.
In fact, we will have to rate both of these.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because they are different.
And technically, once we get to Affleck, we're going to have to, like, rate, what, three different outfits?
Oh, you're talking about that one where you wore, like...
I get what you're talking about.
We'll talk about...
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about that when we get there, to be fair.
I gotta get off the edge of the seat.
You know how I feel about belts and not being straight.
Mm-hmm.
This belt was notorious for, if you're really watching the movie, it moves while he's moving. It's a bad belt.
Yeah.
And there's a famous scene, this moment exactly, where he turns around and looks and the belt, like, falls down.
Yeah.
And once you've seen it, you will never not fucking see it. The belt just moves all over
in this movie. I can't critique the 49 Batman's belt moving, not being straight and not critique this. I don't like that. I have a problem with that.
Next. Oh, that. See, that is that's instantly what made him famous, was this fucking figure.
That's
fucking as much as I was hoping it would.
Terrifying.
That is a scary thing coming at you.
Because from a distance, you can't see the, right here, you can't see this part. Human face.
Yeah.
From a distance, that is a fuck, you don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, there's just a thing.
Well,
and also, the cape is weighted by these bars that are in the main part right here, and these little flaps, which are extra sewn to hold their form, so he can grab, that's what this is, there's a lever right here where he grabs a hold of it to lift up the cape.
It almost looks like he's wearing a paraglider thing.
In a way. In fact, later on in the second movie, they show him do a paraglider thing, but that wasn't the same thing. Next. Did we...
No. It's similar, but it's a different
one. He's right. It's similar, but it is a different picture.
Angle.
We get to see the boots and the actual gun
he has.
I
still can't get over fucking the, you know, Jack Nicholson.
Nick's trying to make it darker in here, so
he's flipping
it. I can't fucking see anything. I'm unrolled.
He's gonna unroll this whole motherfucking curtain thing.
So glad I gave you these fucking wall things. Just
having
twirly like fucking hell. Oh, it's so good. One more.
There you go. No, you're there.
He's almost got it. He's up. You got it. Oh shit!
He has
blocked the sun.
My God, I can see from my chair.
I actually like. I like the boots and gloves on the second costume more. It's. Here, next.
Bang.
Okay. For
wasn't that the taser gun thing?
No, that's where he shoots the wall behind the clown, and he's like, "Ha, you missed!" And then he pulls the part of the wall out and hits.
Isn't that the grappling gun?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because if you didn't know about that, it looks like he's just like, you know what? Fuck you.
Right.
I'm done.
Fuck you in particular.
For a guy that doesn't like guns, he sure uses stuff that looks like a gun.
Next.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, now we're done.
For a guy that doesn't like guns, he sure uses dynamite.
So do we rate the first one first and then the return?
Yes, let's rate 89 first.
89 Batman. I'm not going to fall into the nostalgia trap. The belt sucks. It needs to stop moving.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 3.
So you think he is the same as the guy from 43?
I gave 43 the benefit of the doubt because it's 1943.
Because I think you're trying real hard to look or feel like you've avoided your nostalgia, because this costume is far superior to the baseline you put down.
Yeah.
I put the baseline down because it's the 40s and it was the only thing.
Then it didn't deserve it.
Right.
Because this is a hell of a leap forward. Exactly. One of the reasons this movie gets what it gets is because this was groundbreaking.
Yep.
Look at everything we had before this. This broke the motherfucking glass.
Yep.
Especially you can rate it whatever you want, but yeah. I am going to say that motherfucker was great.
Yeah.
Especially, it is a 4.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially considering the fact of before this, we had Adam West, campy, jokey. And then they said, Michael Keaton, and they said, Mr. Mom? Really?
People were expecting the same shit.
And then he kicked everyone's asses with how awesome he did it, because he was Batman, and he played Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say, they're right. They're calling something out that I normally call out. Great in figure, not functionality. This motherfucking bat suit would get you killed.
Exactly.
but, grading on the looks, and because of the weird world that I know he lives in, where Gotham everything else is kind of stiff anyway,
right.
Gotham was weird.
It doesn't bother me as much. If they were trying to sell him as hyper-realistic, I'd have a big problem with it.
Right.
His car is not even.
And it's because of that. That's why I have to give him the 3.9. He's almost 4, but because of the belt and because of the fact of, much like in the fucking Nolan movies where they went, he can't fucking turn his head in the suit. How do we fix that? Well, we have to change the suit. How do we do that? Oh, just put something in. Hey, I can't turn my head. Can we redesign the suit so I can turn my head?
Yeah. I do like how the Nolan movies literally said it out loud. Yeah. They were like, I can't turn my fucking head. Like, that is a big problem for a world-renowned martial arts master.
Right.
Can't turn my head.
So because of the functionality in that, yeah, 3.9. He's almost 4.
All right. I'm going to let nostalgia kick in. Because I loved this Batman.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going 4.8.
I'm going to be interested to see if Returns gets higher or lower than that. I'm going to wait. I'm just interested.
Oh, I know.
To see
I know
where
I'm giving
falls.
It. So
I'm gonna give it a 4.
All right.
It is definitely leaps above the first Bat guy as we used as a baseline. I almost wanted to do the same thing Seth did, was a 3.9, but honestly, Michael Keaton kicked the shit out of it.
Right. Okay. So this one is a 3.94. Now the other suit.
Here we go.
That one, I'm already going to give you, it's a 4.3. I actually liked that suit.
You already passed
suit.
It.
I wish there was a better view, but
yeah,
that's
right.
About the best
I've
got, is smiling Batman.
Parts of this aspect, kind of like what Bill said, it's more
right.
armor-plated looking.
I like
right.
his boots
and I like
more.
That better.
Yep. And
right.
I like his
I
hands
like the gloves,
more.
I like
and
the
I like
chest.
That, I like
yes.
that this looks protective. It's not like a weird... How do I put this gladiator armor shell?
Right.
It also seems
like
they,
there's
oh,
plates
like the
where he could get hit.
I don't like
and there's
the plates.
A layer
like
underneath
the Roman
of it that protects you.
Yeah.
Yes. Because
they always had to have those fucking abs like.
Yes, they had it like body
right.
sculpted.
Into it.
Look, yes, and I feel like this. Now this is just personal on the idea that I know they were trying to make Batman more real as they went, and this is real. These are plates that he could get stabbed here. The plate would protect him, and if that plate broke, there's something underneath of it. And
right.
the plates overlap, creating
yeah,
a layer of movable armor. Mm. That's
scale
a realistic
plating.
Aspect. It makes me appreciate it more. The cowl is more form-fitting, same dumb belt. The legs actually have little lines
Yep.
That change but the legs.
You may not like the belt, but at least it fits better this time.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's same belt, though.
Yeah, but they
gloves
were able-
and, the gloves and boots, they are more armored.
Okay.
Yeah. I think this Batman moves better and actually looks a little better. Yeah. I'm actually at 4-4.
You said
this,
4-3, Nick?
This yep. is really yep. solid.
Yep, and I'm at even 4.
We're just waiting on you two. Shane and Steve.
Go ahead.
4.6.
Right.
Okay.
It goes down slightly because I don't like the plates on there. At least the look of them.
He likes the form fit, like the gladiator plate thing.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton. Do you know what happens when you look awesome? Do you know what happens when you have a belt that fits?
A belt that fits?
Does he get to take a shit on the list?
Do you know what happens when you wear armor instead of a form-fitted suit that makes you look more intimidating, in my opinion? You get a 5. I like the return costume better. I didn't care for the movie as much because that penguin was fucking terrifying.
He
scared the shit out of me as a kid.
I agree. The second movie was not as good. It's a guilty pleasure. I do watch it, but I do agree.
I'm sorry.
It's not
Danny
as good.
DeVito was in my nightmares.
Look, to be fair,
then he did a great job.
Yes, he was a terrifying fucking penguin.
To be fair, the one that I watched more was fucking Return.
I
However,
think so.
Return gets a
4.46. I don't know. Hold
4.
On.
6.
I might be fucking
4.46.
I could have sworn it was Danny DeVito, though.
Okay, so far he's winning. So
it
now we're going
be.
To go. Oh my God! I'm sorry. We're going to go to Val Kilmer. It's time to hit the 1995 Batman.
Oh wait,
Batman
no, that was
forever.
Clooney.
Yeah, that was Clooney.
This one, I think this one had two. Three
okay.
different ones?
Oh, yeah, that's right. This was the weird.
This starts as one Batman and then gets changed into another Batman. He starts in a costume very similar to what Keaton was wearing.
Yeah. Right.
And then is changed into this.
Chrome
no, I was
Batman.
Right. It was Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito, yep.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
I wanted to make sure.
I was like,
yeah, it is.
You, when you asked me
you
that,
second,
I was like,
second
wait
ourselves.
A minute. Right. Now I'm second guessing myself. I fucking hate you.
Yeah, because it was Danny DeVito and then fucking, what is it? Pee Wee Herman was the dad.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he was.
That was terrifying, too.
Yes.
That was in my nightmares as well.
Next.
Okay. Okay.
It's same. That
yeah,
we just
same
saw.
Thing. Just
next. See, that's the suit he starts in.
Yeah.
It's more of a
see, there were bat nipples.
Suit. Oh, and this suit, by the way, is the most worn bat suit in movie history.
Yep.
It actually is. They use this, and then they continually modify this suit over and over and over and over to put it in, like, commercials. This is the suit that was remodified to be used for commercials. This is the suit that's remodified to be used for, Birds of Prey, when they show Batman and things like that.
When they
barely
do.
This costume is the most redesigned, reused, but the same costume ever. Most screen-used costume. Didn't say it was good.
the logo's good.
There are,
yeah, the logo's
there are,
good.
There are, aspects of the suit that are good. I don't have a problem with the cowl.
Yeah.
I like the emblem.
Yep.
Hate the nipples.
The nipples, of course, are stupid. While
damn you,
I'm
Joe Schumacher.
Yeah, he just mentioned it down here. OnStar was the commercial. This bat suit appears in the OnStar, and it also appears in the fucking McDonald's commercials.
Well,
and,
I'm yep. not... I don't have a hate for the ab costume.
Yeah.
This one, to me, doesn't look as good.
The you want to know why?
I think the cape looks cheap.
It's because the abs cut off partway around him.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think, for me, just in this picture, it looks like the cape is a lot cheaper.
Next.
Oh, you got it. It's even got the nipples.
Yep. Awesome.
That pleases me.
Next.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, because they're there.
Yep. Next.
Okay, let's look at this
one. Okay, there's this one.
Okay, this one right here.
I like this one more than
the
one
we just
looked
at. Really good.
Okay, believe it or not, while the iconic emblem with the yellow backdrop on it, is great.
I actually like the bat across the chest.
The belt's really good. I like the belt.
It's fine. It still doesn't serve any fucking purpose. It's just a belt.
I actually kind of like the metallic color.
Yeah, and to be fair, it's metallic in a strange reflective way.
Yes.
So, like, I imagine that in the dark, it doesn't reflect.
Now, the cowl, I like it. Now, in this one, the cape looks better, in my opinion. In the other picture, it just looked really cheap.
Yes.
I don't like the boots, believe it or not.
These boots are cheap compared to the armored cool ones that we saw before. And the gloves aren't that much. See, they're kind of the same.
They're a little bit better than the boots, though.
Yeah.
So, but the boots are awful. They look like they're wrinkled, for fuck's sake.
they wrinkled.
The gloves are only slightly better, believe it or not. They're only slightly better. If you fix those aspects, this thing would be awesome. So it's good, not awesome.
They're bringing up the bat credit card. That was a thing in this. But that's the
movie. No, that was George Clooney.
Credit card was in the next one.
That was Batman and Robin.
That's the next one.
Yeah. This is Batman Forever.
This is the phase of Batman that will make an appearance.
Well, these are the Joel Schumacher ones.
Because that is what he said. It's in this here in this phase.
Yes. We're in the Schumacher phase.
Yes.
Yeah, Schumacher.
Schumacher. But here's the thing. Batman is one of the strangely modified characters in our storytelling history. He is the most versatile Dark Knight to have ever been featured in anything ever. Well, unlike Power Rangers, where you remake them, or other things of that nature, where they keep rebooting something and bringing it back, Batman has been rebooted since the 1940s.
Yep.
Every time the costume is different, every time the actor's in a different shape, every time the portrayal is a little bit different to the time of its creation, and yet somehow it tends to work. Am I saying this is good? No. But Schumacher, when he grew up, his Batman was Adam West.
Yep.
Then Tim Burton takes it and darks it up. Very cool. Then they figure out that his version of Batman is going to be pretty fucking dark moving forward. Like, it's going to get a lot worse.
Yeah.
So they say to themselves, okay, this has to stop. So they go talk to this other director. And the other director's like, when I was a kid, I loved Batman, blah, blah, and hero, and this and that, and rays of hope. And that was the way that Joe seen it. Mm-hmm. So when Joel came in here and started doing it, you know what happened? Hmm. He brightened it up.
Yeah.
The suit is reflective. His face is a little toner. You notice, I know this is going to sound weird, but this is true. The makeup that they use is brighter in makeup. So Batman stands out.
My question.
Everything about this Batman is built for the light, including his attitude.
Mm-hmm. Now, while I personally did not think Val Kilmer did an awful job, he's not Michael Keaton. He didn't do bad.
But he also didn't get a chance to be dark. That wasn't what Joel was looking for.
That's true.
Joel was trying to recreate the stories of his childhood with action and swashbuckling adventure.
Now, it's amazing to see what years do to a person. You see Val Kilmer in this suit. He looks toned, looks...
He looks very, very different.
I know what he looks like, because he was Blunt Man in the fucking...
Yeah.
And I swear to you, I did not recognize him at first.
Didn't.
When they said Val Kilmer as Blunt Man.
Oh, I didn't at first until later on when I was watching something with Kevin, and he goes, yeah, we even got Val Kilmer to come in, and I was like, that's who the fuck that was?
Yeah.
I didn't recognize it until I saw the credits.
They're talking about things like the Joker. The Joker is the same way. Things that were tied to Batman, like the Joker, some enemies fall off and die. Like Mr. Freeze shows up, and they're like... Fuck that. They get rid of that, and they bring in this new thing, and they're
Penguin.
Like, that. And then that lasts forever. And then Penguin is, like, turned into a monster, and they're like, fuck that.
What?
And they take him back to being a businessman. But, like, the Joker is one of those few characters that, like Batman, somehow just adapts with the times and never goes away.
Jack Nicholson was the career criminal from the Golden Age.
Right.
Yep. Yes.
Heath Ledger was a psychotic.
He's a psychotic murderer.
Yep.
He's
Cesar
more
Romero
from the original
was
books.
The Silver Age.
Yep.
Jared Leto was awful.
Nobody likes to bring up Jared Leto.
Joaquin Phoenix. I haven't seen the movie.
I love bringing up fucking Jared Leto now because of all of the memes where, like, they'll do the thank you for making my, not you, life even better.
Yeah. It's Joker, and it's like each person starts
to be
getting
fair,
their tags in, and it's like, not you.
Joaquin Phoenix is Joker. While I have not seen that movie yet, Joaquin's character
seems more like Cesar Romero.
He takes Cesar Romero.
Internet, do this for me. I need a picture of a fence. Okay?
A fence.
And I need only Jared Leto standing by the fence, and all the teams have been picked for the fucking baseball game. And they're all Batmans and Jokers. Corresponding on each team, and he's the only guy, the last fucking guy to get pitched, and they're like, Leto, you're catcher again.
No, Leto, just run laps.
Jetto, go home. Jerry, go home.
Just
go home.
Sorry, teams are uneven if we pick you today, Leto.
Go home.
Control the scoreboard.
I have a question real quick before we continue. Now, while I know we grade on aesthetics, not acting prowess and all that stuff.
Right.
What did you guys honestly think of Val Kilmer? And what did you think of... I
think he would have done way better as Bruce Wayne than Michael Keaton could have ever dreamed to have been. Because Michael Keaton as Bruce Wayne was a broken shell of a man that had major deep psychological scarring. You could see that. Like, he's sitting in his house all alone, dreading the fucking night when the bat signals whip around and it fucking turns it on right in his living room, and he turns around like, bum, bum, bum. Like, what the fuck were you doing?
Right.
What were you doing? You were sitting in a room by yourself brooding. There's no bad guys tonight. Fuck. Like crying and cutting your wrists in the corner and being fucking dark and broody. I get it, okay? But put that guy in a business room, it's all going to fucking fall apart.
Yeah.
Now, his acting talent may have got him somewhere, but I think Val Kilmer already kind of lived...
The Bruce Wayne life. Except for the dead parents, probably.
Yeah.
Right.
So he knew that rich boy thing to bring to
it. He kind of pulled off the rich boy.
That's
exactly
what I mean.
Attitude.
And he
seems kind of like Spider-Man.
He seems like a more legitimate businessman when you see him as Bruce Wayne walking around in these movies. He's just like a rich dude that knows his business and shit. And then on his off time, he's fucking spandex punching people in the face.
Right. It's kind of like Spider-Man. Toby was a great Peter Parker, but a terrible Spider-Man.
I won't say terrible, but I think that Andrew played the Spider better and was a horrible Parker. And I think this falls in here, too. I think that what the most difficult thing about being Batman that the movies have a tough time portraying...
You're playing two characters.
You're playing two people.
Yep.
It's not one character.
See, that's why I always question... Should they cast two different people?
Sometimes I think it would help. But the illusion is broken when you know.
For Batman and Robin, 100% agree they should have casted two different. George Clooney, while I know he's a good actor, I'm like, you couldn't do it. Sorry.
Here.
Yeah.
Next.
There's the first one.
Like I said, there's things I like. The belt,
we have to grade both of them, right?
Belt's okay.
We'll have to grade both
of
them.
The emblem's really good. I like the emblem.
Was this the last picture?
Next.
Not quite.
Next.
Not quite.
Okay.
All right, now we're
done.
All right.
Grade him.
So him, 3.5.
Yeah, I'll agree to that.
I hate all the stupid ab work on them.
I'm gonna go into 2.6 for the same reason, but it dissuades me more. This face... the attitude, I don't know if it's just the way they built it, or like I said, his makeup is purposely done in a way that he shines through the darkness. And there's something about that I really don't like. It's not that he's a whiter guy. That's on purpose.
It's like what they did with the 1931 Dracula when Bela Lugosi was again, and they shine that light on him.
Yeah.
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 There's something about this. There's even as cool as this batsuit could be, It's bad.
I like the emblem, like I keep saying.
And yeah, the emblem's nice. That's the reason why he's sitting at about a 3.5.
The spikes on the gauntlet on the gloves I like. The cowl I like.
The belt doesn't suck.
The belt is okay. It's not bad. I agree with Nick on the whole. There's too much ab.
Right.
And
it's
the thing
overdone.
Is, it doesn't actually
Fuck
wrap all the way around to his
the
sides.
Nipples.
The bat nipples are amazing.
See,
shut up.
Yeah, the nipples are a problem.
I don't
it's
like
not just a joke. And here's the other thing, too. Joel Schumacher said why this happened. He gave a reason, which is bullshit, but it's his reason and whatever. He said that he was entranced by the form-fitting armors of the past. And that nowadays, we can sculpt that this material has become so perfectly sculptable that we can make perfectly 100% anatomical correct marble gods. That was what he was going for. That was Batman would be like literally sculpted from head to toe.
Like a Greek god?
Like a Greek statued god.
I'm sorry, I've actually seen like the Mr. Universe quote Greek god in real life. They have more than a fucking six-pack with a bunch of whatever the fuck this is pointing towards his dick.
But that is, he said that's what he liked, was he wanted this form-fitting thing.
So he could sit at home and jerk off to bed.
Listen,
oh my God.
I guess, I don't know.
Well, I have my own theories on Schumacher.
I only hate two things from this costume.
Okay.
The one is universal, and that's the nipples.
Yes.
Yes.
The other is the side abs and all the surrounding abs.
That's why there's too much.
Yeah. I don't mind the middle abs, but...
The middle abs are fine. It's just too much on the side.
Yeah, other than the fact that the abs are up too fucking high.
Yeah, they are a little high.
So I'm going to give it a 3.7.
I'm around where Bill thinks. I'm at a 2.5, to be honest. I'm around that area.
So this version gets a... Wow, break the glass, 3.16.
Okay. Now we're going to talk about this guy.
Oh, God.
Okay, first of all, they got rid of the nipples. That's a plus.
I like this bat symbol a lot.
Yes.
I prefer the bat to be spread across the chest.
Yes.
Or yes.
While he does still have the side abs.
Only slightly.
It's not as tacky.
Exactly.
Yeah, these are armor plates that are
the
meant
belt,
to protect
it's
his
more of a design.
I actually love the belt.
I really do like this belt. Flaw.
Okay.
The boots being wrinkled and cheap. I don't like, obviously. I told you, if they got new gloves and boots, this thing would be awesome. For me, I am going to go up.
I don't know. The gloves aren't nearly as bad. The boots, I see what you're talking about. But
I'm going to give it a 3.5.
What did I give the last one again?
You gave the last one. Was it a 3.5?
I think so, yeah, because I agreed with it.
This one's a 3.8.
I'm going to agree with 3.8. I actually think... Even though he is awful, this costume could have been really cool if it would have been used for more than, like, the end of the fucking movie.
See, I hate the shiny silver and the yellow belt. Well, the gold belt, I should say.
Ooh, he's going to hate the next one, then.
Yep.
Because it's really shiny.
I got some opinions. I'm the one who collected these images, so yeah, I got opinions on it.
I've got my own opinions
Look,
on the next
I'm
one.
I'm giving this one a 3.6.
Which one's the next one?
So altogether, he's a 3.34.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So yes, moving on.
My brain shut down for
I gave
second.
It 2, so.
No, you were talking about... You literally got cut off while you were discussing why you don't like it.
Oh, because the silverness and the gold belt. I don't like that in the Batman. I love the dark costume, the black costume.
Okay,
You're not big into the metallic.
Right.
It depends. I mean, if it would look a little more grayer, like Affleck's, I wouldn't mind that.
More of a gunmetal instead of kind of
or
like
say
a silver.
Or say if it was plated, but it was dark black, like...
Just not... Silver.
Like Christian Bale. His costume is black.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why
he's a bat. He's supposed to be black. What did that?
3.34. Okay. We're moving on.
Okay.
Oops. Let's take that back down there. I accidentally moved them. Okay.
Way to go, Bill.
Here we go. People. George Clooney time.
Yeah,
1997.
Get your back credit cards ready, kids.
I think this one had two as well.
Oh.
Wow, that picture is not flattering to either.
Oh, yeah, this whole thing's not flattering.
Oh.
I know.
Notice that costume, though?
Yep.
Told you.
Yeah, they modified it. They've added a cod piece and bat butt and everything.
Next.
That badass.
Next.
Oh, God.
Next.
I'm glad you found. I do actually appreciate you finding pictures that it's hard to tell because I don't really want to look at this guy.
Next,
right.
Bat nipples.
I know Robin has nipples, but God, Robin's costume looks
wait,
so much
look.
Better.
His abs are actually in the right place.
Right.
Oh my. Wow.
Do you
funny
like?
How, that
how do you
works.
Like? How do you like the pure black emblem?
I'm not a big fan of the pure black.
The pure black right. belt. He's pure black. I'll give him that.
This is fucking black on black on black on black.
Yes, right. For Batman, it shouldn't always be that way.
Black.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you on certain aspects. I don't mind. I didn't like. I said I didn't mind the yellow emblem back in Keaton's time. He was black, but a little yellow. No, nothing.
Yeah, it was a bit of a symbol. So
nothing bad. I like the whole. Like I said, the whole big bat on the chest. This one's a tiny bat. Sad bat. I'm going to call this a sad bat.
Look, the only thing that I appreciate about this movie is the Robin and the fact that they tried to go Nightwing with it but left him as Robin.
Yep, and I am a Nightwing fan and I know that Robin got kind of whiny.
Right.
I like
he took whiny to a whole new level.
I also like Clooney as Bruce Wayne in this one.
I also right. like how the chat is finally pointing out something that I've been saying for years. In DC 52, people were pissed that Nightwing went from black and purple to black and red. Black and red had already been done before DC 52.
Right.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he was already Nightwing.
And technically, black and red was used in the Batman Beyond series.
They're claiming him as Robin in this movie. They should have just changed his fucking name.
Yeah, they should have just said
because he's already there. Yeah. He's already there. Just take his cape off.
Modify the suit just a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, maybe I would have appreciated it more.
The only thing that he's not doing is having the fucking long hair and beating the shit out of people with billy clubs. That's fucking it.
Next.
I do love...
Oh, the silver.
Bat boobs. I know.
She... is not a 5.
No.
Next.
Oh my God, you're so scary.
Look how scared we are.
I'm scared of your acting in that movie.
Spoopy! Next.
Actually,
it's funny.
You look like you fell. You look like you put glue on your fucking. On your costume.
It's glow.
No, it's
there
not
go.
Glue. Seth, what is it?
Kind of hold shit together.
Glue.
Yep.
Next.
Pinchy.
I'm a chuba nipple, Pinchy. All right, Peter the
Hutt. If somebody in that movie would have grabbed him by his nipple like, purple nipple. Because it was so campy and cheesy and awful. It doesn't surprise me if somebody tried that.
You know, I could have seen it more in the Batman stuff than...
Next.
Okay.
Thank God. Thank you for not getting his bat ass.
Okay.
Appreciate
that. That's the first one.
Oh, my. This is easy. This is very easy. You notice how in this picture the emblem's not really solid black?
Yeah, I know.
But the belt's solid black.
Well, technically, it doesn't even look solid black. It looks
slightly
gray.
Yeah, it's got some gray to it.
It is black.
It's lighting.
This is metal.
Yeah.
So when the light hits this rubber as opposed to hitting that metal, that's what you get.
Okay. But it's not bat metal.
No, that's a more respectable Batman. Oh God! No, I gotta do aesthetics, not acting.
Three.
Check.
Because be honest, this guy would get like not even like a 0.5. But the costume, bat nipples are dumb. Badass is dumb.
At least he's not making look at his bat dick.
2.4.
Two.
This, it's basically the same fucking costume from the last movie. Awful close. Slight modifications, but he looks wrong in it. He just doesn't look right.
I'll give it a 2. 2.34, other suit. 0.5.
Giving that strapping young man a 5?
0.5.
5.
1.
As a 0 preceding one. The decimal point. And then a 5.
Shane, Bill.
Shane, you don't want to throw glow-in-the-dark Batman on your list.
Or do you?
No, put that motherfucker in there.
You have to look at him again.
I like how this works. Okay, so you look
Is he better than fucking 1940s Belt Man?
Where everything was crooked? Because at least, as far as I can tell, he's not tilting at an angle. Everything is straight.
No, looks like it's off-center. That belt's not centered.
No, the bat is centered.
The belt is not centered.
You know how I feel about belts not being centered.
Well, yep. That's because the belt itself is actually part of the cod piece.
Yep.
God, that Batgirl is awful. Okay.
Yeah.
The Robin is the closest thing to cool looking in these three outfits.
Believe it or not, I actually like his mask.
Well, the Robin mask?
Yes.
I feel like this exact design, recolored, could have been Nightwing.
Yeah, it could.
Like, if all his metal would have been the purple color, they could have ran with a Nightwing from
this
that point.
This is so tough because, like, if I put it on my list, I have to look at it again. And I don't like looking at this twice.
Then drop it away.
Shane, you know in your heart of hearts... You need to suffer through this along with your buddy Nick. Because it's on my list, which means I have to look at it again.
I'm
going
to go one
list.
One.
This is strange. You know?
This is. I think this is really bad. It's one.
This is why Bill had issues finding a normal Batman.
Do you know why I'm giving you a 0?
Okay,
I'm gonna tell you why.
Yes.
0.7. He gets the idiot salute. Moving on.
You look as dumb as your predecessor, who doesn't know what straight is. Okay, so join him in fucking the list of ass.
No, it wasn't the documentation. It was the.
We keep getting asked something that I keep dodging because I don't know.
What's that?
Scott, did we get pictures for the Gotham series Batman? Because this person keeps screaming about it.
Which you should be careful about that. YouTube has been banning motherfuckers regardless of whether the account that you're watching live stream is something that's monetized or not. So do be careful. Markiplier literally did an entire fucking video last night because he live streamed his own fucking video. And he asked the chat, vote either one way or another, since you get to decide what path to take. Literally hundreds of thousands of people lost their fucking YouTube and Google accounts for spamming shit. So just a heads up, Google don't give a fuck. The robots are being assholes.
Fuck them.
Yes.
That's bullshit.
So let's, be careful with
let's
that
Let's go
shit,
to
folks.
Birds of Prey. I don't think we have that Batman costume, so we will find it.
Really blurry.
Yes.
Yeah, because we never got a very clear view of it.
On purpose.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was on purpose. This is that costume I was telling you about.
The first Val Kilmer one.
They just fit it onto another guy, modified it slightly, shot it in literally a quick fucking 15-second pass for the start of their series, and that was Batman. Next, there he is.
Yep.
Although the emblem looks like the first Michael Keaton one.
I remember the imagery of this. And he looked pretty fucking cool. Then I remember Birds of Prey. I watched it.
That wasn't very cool.
It wasn't pretty fucking cool.
No.
I think the series implied it to be the Michael Keaton Batman with the Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes. As far as I'm aware, the series... implication is that he fought Catwoman, and at the end of the second movie, he went and found her, and he hasn't come back, that he left with her, and that she is the daughter of Batman and Catwoman, the huntress that appears in that series. Then, we go through that series, and we are granted One thing everybody should check out from that awful series, the Batgirl costume was pretty fucking solid. Legitimately.
I can't give this guy a score because I can't see shit from these two pictures.
Technically, we've scored this costume.
Yeah. Technically.
Yep, this is a, we've already seen it.
It's like, technically, but it's still a different.
It might be a different actor, but the costume.
It's time for Christian Bale.
I think this is going to be, what, maybe two different versions?
Should be two or three, yeah.
Because the original one was different.
There's the last Batsuit. He's so happy to fucking arm that guy in the face.
Take this for breaking my back! Ah, Batman, I see you like to throw elbows. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Ah, Batman. You think the elbow your ally? I was born in it. Molded. Ah, my nose!
How is one born in an elbow?
How is one born in an elbow? Next.
Splicing.
Okay.
That's, I think,
the first.
Think
that's, yeah, that's the
That's
OG.
The first. And technically, the first is the costume that we just looked at. Because, yes, they had him wear that costume to come in and do his auditions. So there are pictures of him in that Val Kilmer costume.
Because I think this is the Batman Begins costume.
Yes, this is the first one.
Yes.
Don't these costumes have that weird chin thing? Where it's a more enclosed mask?
Yeah, where he can't move his neck?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Next. Yeah, that's the first one.
Because, again, literally, like you said, it's enclosed, so he literally had to full body turn to fucking look at people. He couldn't actually just turn his neck.
I don't like that part. I don't like the neck of the cowl.
Okay, next. That is the...
That's the version two.
That's the second one?
I'm almost certain that's version two.
That's the, with the neck.
Yes.
Because that's when he makes the comment that he'd like to be able to turn his neck. Yeah. And then they tell him that it's going to cost him part of his armor and that it won't be as protective, which is why later on when he fights the Joker in that movie, he actually can get stabbed.
And gets fucked up a bit.
Yeah. And the dogs actually break through some of it because he's... In order to get a lot of his movement back, he gave up a lot of his protection.
Yep.
Oh.
The first one is bulkier and almost impenetrable, but he can't fucking move.
So, this person is saying that apparently the Batman Begins suit was made out of Nomex, while the Dark Knight and the other one was made out of actual Kevlar.
Yeah,
Kevlar. Which, Kevlar is a son of a bitch, because I've had to wear it.
Next. Next.
See, I really do actually like that suit.
Mm-hmm. Next.
And no, it's not because I'm a Christian Bale fanboy. I really fucking like that suit.
Next.
Where is she? Do you want to know how I got all these scars?
See, you don't go with the head first, because then the next hit...
Who punches a hand?
Who punches a hand?
We knew that one was coming.
Oh, no.
Gotta say, Heath Ledger is my second favorite Joker.
Oh, my God.
He's my favorite live-action Joker, but he's my second favorite Joker.
Right.
He fucking slams his head down. Ka-doo! Oh! Doo! Oh! Who punches a hand?
Why do I have the feeling we're going to have to watch this at some point again tonight?
We probably will.
Once Bill gets done with stuff.
We will, but the problem is it's almost one, and last I knew, Bill had shit to do after this.
Oh, well, he said one or two. He figured we're going to go for a while because
shit,
of this.
Fucking funny. Next. Okay, there's more seriousness.
Fucking stoic and shit, goddammit.
Next.
Yep.
Bow!
Okay, done. Okay.
So, first
So we're
costume.
Grading two costumes,
two
basically.
Costumes.
Here's
there's
this
one.
Four.
I'll give this one a four also.
I gotta do like I did last time. This guy gets a 3.9 just because of the functionality. Yes, it looks bad as fuck, but again, when your Batman can't actually move and fight right, the suit has failed. It's still bad as fuck, but it fucked itself a bit.
Does it say something about the guy in the suit that he was able to still fight ninjas whilst wearing it, even though we know it was an unwieldy, difficult fucking contraption to be in?
Yes.
Considering Christian Bale, yeah, he's a damn good actor and he'll put up with a lot of shit. Not some dude fucking up the lights, but that's a different movie. You and me are done, mate! We're done!
He was so mad. Why are you fucking up my scene, man?
Quit fucking with the lights!
But then again, dude, he was so mad.
That Terminator movie wasn't as good as it should have been. So it didn't matter anymore.
Yeah, it wasn't the lighting guy's fault that exactly. Your Terminator movie fucking sucked, Christian.
That movie just was not good. Although in the lineup, it's still better than 3.
Give this guy a 4. I really love this suit, but like, I'm with you there. It was unwieldy, and you could tell in some of the fight scenes, where they were doing that camera thing where they get real close and it's shaky cam all over and quick cuts, and you can't even tell what happened in the fight.
Right.
They did that shit on purpose. I'm positive they did, because the suit, you probably would have been able to call out that it's an unwieldy fucking contraption to live in.
Right. Now, Shane, do you want to make the quick math easier and just give him a 4.1? Are you going to actually be
Shane
original?
Looks like he's irritated.
Right.
He doesn't have bat nipples, Shane.
Yeah.
That's an automatic plus. His belt is on and functional.
Yep.
And straight.
And it's straight. He doesn't have stupid side abs like a jackass. He doesn't have a bat But
I'll make it easy for you.
Okay. So the 4.1?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doing
so
that science.
So that's
bullshit.
An exact 4 for this.
Oh, I'm gonna piss somebody off. I'm looking at the chat.
Oh, I already know.
Next.
We're pissing a bunch of or at least one person off, and
'Kay.
I don't fucking care.
What do you think of this one?
Fucking 5, goddamn it.
Really?
I fucking love that.
Yeah, I'm gonna 4.3.
4.
4.5.
4.
I think this is really, really cool. It's versatile. It looks like it actually functions. I do like it. But here's where I draw away. His face. That is one of the worst cowls. The fat cheeks Batman is one of the worst cowls in history.
Look, I have a distance going on here, so I don't have to look at that. That's the upside to sitting in the max and relaxing chair.
Understandable.
I am not only lower than everybody, I don't have to be as close to the screen, so certain details I can just omit. Because I can't see this.
It's during the day scene when he fights Bane, when I'm looking at his head, and I'm like, it looks so fucking awkward.
Right.
Like, stay in the dark, Batman.
3.3.
4.42. I don't think he's winning, but he's still up there.
No, wait, 4.22.
Or, excuse me, 4.22. Yes, you're right, sorry.
He said 2.2. Ready?
No, that was Adam Wee Batman.
Here it is.
It's true.
2016, 2017, Ben Affleck.
Oh, there's 3. Yeah, I forgot.
Yep.
Next.
Armor.
Okay, there's the armor suit.
You know, still to this day, have not got to see Ben Affleck Batman.
Next.
He does all right.
See, the one thing is, I don't like the tiny ears on the cowl.
Next.
Throwback.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Oh, shit.
Next.
What the fuck is going on?
I kind of like the costume right here, though.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Yeah. The way that it's designed, it is very, very well designed, but there's a couple different problems with it.
Next. Next.
Look at him.
Because it's Batman!
Next.
Fuck.
Okay. Next.
That's a 5. five.
There's a five standing right there.
Right. Yep. There's a fucking two next to him. I hate that costume. It ruined my favorite superhero.
I was about to say, are you happy to be talking about the Flash?
He fucking hates that Flash costume.
He's fucking retarded.
Next.
That's a five.
I like how in every picture you got, he seems to be like, what the fuck is going on?
Are you rating me? Don't do that.
What the fuck?
Don't do that.
Why do you keep looking at me?
Yeah.
Stop looking at me.
You should look to your right.
It's not my job.
You should always look to your right. Next. Okay, here we go. We are going to start with armor.
Yeah.
Okay. Armor
two.
Batman.
Two. I don't like it.
2.5.
All right. Knowing what it's supposed to be for, I like it. The fact that it's not like, oh, this is just my suit. It's basically the Iron Man attachment to the Batman suit.
It's equivalent to the fucking...
It's the Hulkbuster armor.
Right.
It's supposed to fight
the
Superman.
It's the Super Buster armor, all right? So I like it. Okay. It gets a 4.5.
3.
He says, fuck your armor. 3.
If I hated it, I would have given a 1.
It's true.
He thinks it's average.
I think you're the only one we're waiting on. I've got a 2,
oh, really?
A 2.5, a 4.5, and a 3.
4. I do like this armored thing.
So armor is a 3.2.
Okay. Now we're going to talk about fucking Coat Batman.
The alternate future
reality. Yeah, the alternate future.
Alternate future Army Batman.
1.
1.
Army Batman reminds me when I was a kid... And all I wanted was Batman. And there was Virtua Batman and Army Batman and Nightstalk Batman
Aqua
and
Batman.
Parachute Batman and Aqua Batman and Electric Batman and fuck that Batman. It gets a fucking 2.5.
I don't remember fuck that Batman. Was that a, what kind of, what was that? They literally
surprisingly with this one, I'm at a 3.5. I get why they did it.
I don't.
It
sucks.
It's Batman trying to wear...
There's no
some kind of
there's no
army
point. To be
outfit.
Fair, it's forced into the Resistance Army Batman. That's basically
right.
What he is right here.
Yeah, there's no point of wearing the rest of the bat costume at this point.
Yeah, there is no striking fear. The bat suit is literally more of a symbol and a protection armor now.
Yep.
There's no reason to wear the cowl.
Yep. Well, it protects his head,
yeah,
and it's a symbol. It's a symbol to
head.
The Resistance.
True,
yes.
But
that's the only reason for the cowl now.
Honestly, for me, this one picture is not enough to go off of, so I'm abstaining.
Okay.
Okay, fair enough. So then,
because again, I haven't seen either of the
so
two.
So that
movies.
Means this one's a 2.
Okay, now we got to go on to this, which
just
I wish we
time.
Had an entire suit. Here.
Yeah, that's gonna be the closest.
Yep,
5. Yes, Gal Gadot, sorry.
Yeah, I was like,
4.5.
3.8.
I'm going to give him a 3.9. He would be a 4. I don't like the fact that he's got stubby ears.
It's a throwback.
I don't care if it's a throwback. I hate that look.
I love the Flash.
I understand
that costume.
Right. I understand
that,
what Nick's saying.
And
the
bat
ears,
symbol?
Yes.
Not a big fan of the big fat bat symbol.
Oh,
I like the more sleeker bat symbols.
No, I like that fatter bat symbol, and that's because of the fucking comics that it pulls from.
I did read those.
One of my all-time favorite books, Return of the Dark Knight. One of my all-time favorite animated movies. In fact, the best animated movie that DC has done, Return of the Dark Knight. That costume, that's a fucking 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's the gray, it's the black. He looks like a monster.
Yes.
Like an old demon thing. When he is the first time in Batman history, in any movie that I have ever seen in my entire fucking life, that he has ever stood in a room and been scary. Remember when that cop walks in the room, and I realize now I'm talking about the movie, but it does go into the aesthetic. When that cop walks in the room, and that guy is still chained to the fucking furnace, and he's like, He's all scared and shit, and he's all beat up, and the cop stops and thinks, and he says, that guy's fucked up. Those people won't leave. because they were trying to free those slaves that literally shut the door when the cops tried to let them out and said, no, the devil is still here. And then they walk in that room and the cop stops and goes, that's the only way out. I came in that way.
That dude that was chained up kept looking in the corner because he knew where he was.
And he said, whatever did this is in the fucking room with me. And he starts pointing that light and he gets to Affleck. And it is the first time in Batman fucking history on the live screen that I said, oh, fuck that. There's right. no fucking way I'd be the fuck right the fuck up out that room. I'd be like, nope, sorry, convict. Your I'd fucking like, problem. Like,
that's the only exit.
Right.
Means he's in this room.
Means he's in this room Bye. With me. Yeah.
I'm not even
Fuck
looking.
That.
I'm not even looking
I'm
up.
I'm not even
Dude.
Looking. I'm just going to, thank you, I'll take him.
He is legitimately.
What's the name of the only demon that's in DC that we actually get to see
Etrigan.
On a Is it Etrigan?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
That we get to see on the normal.
I mean, there is Etrigan, but then there's...
he's the more...
There's the...
You have parademons.
Yeah.
Yeah,
those are created. And then I guess technically if you want to get
Trigon,
like there's
but,
Trigon and things right. like that.
But you don't see him often. He just gets mentioned. Like Etrigan's
And
the
to be fair, they're
up.
Right. Blue Demon is a demon. That guy got fucked. He was a movie star that was dressed as a demon, and then the demon cursed him for dressing like a demon and actually made him that demon.
Right.
And now he's stuck like that. This Batman, for me, is a 5. Those gloves are fucking wicked sweet. The reason he fights the way he does, every single thing about this suit was built for one purpose. That when it works in the show, it works. Everything you see happen is believable. The helmet is bulletproof. That's why it's so fucking fat and thick. The yep. ears, the reason they are the way they are is because that is a combat helmet. This guy is made to fuck you up. That's a stab plate. Those are stab plates. These are stab plates. That belt, a real utility belt. That cape, built to withstand massive pressure from fire and explosions and shrapnel. Everything about this Batman is real Batman.
Yep.
Everything about Gal Gadot is fucking wonderful.
Yep. Everything about that little punk teenager back there is up to
shade. I find a reason to throw her in.
She is amazing, yes. I didn't mind Ezra Miller's Flash.
Didn't watch Wonder
I
Woman
hate
either.
The costume. I honestly think that costume is dreadful.
Said I didn't watch Wonder Woman either, so I haven't.
Oh my god,
I
have so
seen,
sad.
I have seen 2 movies out of the current DC movie universe.
Man,
anything.
Because Suicide Squad doesn't count.
Anything that girl appears in as Wonder Woman.
Man of Steel, which
fucking
sucked. Worst fucking Superman I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And Aquaman, which was fucking phenomenal, yeah. And that is the best Aquaman you will ever see.
Who's the worst Superman?
No, he said the worst Superman movie he's ever seen.
I fucking hate Man of Steel.
I'm sorry, Superman 4? Sorry, Superman 4?
Which one?
Superman 4?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Which one's Superman 4?
Nuclear Man.
Oh, shit. Anyway, 4.4 4 for that one.
We'll be
was
reviewing
that Superman
him.
4?
Yes.
I forgot there was
Man
a 4.
Man of Steel was a
I thought,
master.
What he ended up with?
I thought it went
he ended
3
up with
the 4.4. And then Superman Returns.
Okay, he ended up 4.4.
I have physically blotted
told,
out
I'm not
Superman
sure who it
4.
Was that one, but one of them did.
Superman Returns
okay.
is very good.
So group pictures.
The script sucked.
There's Batman.
Brandon Roth fucking rocked.
I like how they skipped the first 2 guys.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, 1949, I don't need to be there.
Next.
I like how they skipped the first 2
There was
guys.
One of them that got a 4.46, and I want to say that was probably one of the Keatons, I
It
think.
Was. I think it was the second
Next.
Keaton.
Okay, so then that was the winner.
Oh, see how they added...
Here we go. This will be our determiner right here, because we're going to start bringing this question back. We went through the process. The 2 people that were in the top, the 2 people that probably won was him and him. It's these 2 Batman...
Christian Bale and Ben Affleck.
I thought they both finished with 4 something.
I have a 4.4, which would have been one of the Keatons. I have, of course, the 4.4 that fucking Affleck got. And then I have a 4 and a 4.2, I do believe, which would have been Bale.
Oh, so you're telling me Keaton
Affleck.
And Affleck won? They
yeah.
basically tied?
Keaton got a 4.46, whereas Affleck got a 4.4. For the go fuck yourself old Batman. So he almost.
Okay.
So Keaton won.
Keaton basically won. Okay, but...
Which we kind of figured, but...
Here's our question. Who is the best Batman? We're always talking aesthetically.
Kevin Conroy.
Live action.
Yeah, I was about to say, otherwise Shane isn't wrong.
Oh, yeah. Well, believe it or not, it's not that fucker who still turned the belt! Fuck that guy.
Who is the coolest Batman?
Closest to the comic?
Who's the coolest Batman?
Coolest.
Yeah, this is personal.
This is your personal preference. Has nothing to do with our grades.
And to me, it's got to be Affleck. You know why? Other than the one tiny stupid fucking scene in the third Bale movie, he's the only one who actually did any, I don't know, fucking detective work!
Greatest detective.
Yes and no, but here's the problem. We never get to see Keaton do the detective work. He simply just has papers and supposedly did a bunch of detective work. And he just gives it to the reporter and he's like, hey, I did that. Well, and she's like, when did you... Don't worry about when I did that.
I'm Batman.
Val Kilmer did do some detective work to figure out that Enigma was the Riddler.
That was detective work. Solving riddles is detective's work. You don't see Commissioner Gordon doing
Gotham PD was like,
how the fuck do we solve this?
Did you
hear Batman then, rolls up goes, it's Edward C. Nygma.
Even then, he was just taking it to other experts that were like, this guy's crazy. And he's like, I've already determined that. I can't go any further than that.
Did you guys hear me say the words? Well, at least Val Kilmer did great, awesome detective work. Didn't say those words. I said he did do some.
His detective work is Adam West fucking detective
Adam
work.
Adam Wee!
Let me put this in the computer and let the computer what? Figure
Are you
the fuck out.
Are you fucking kidding me? Burt Ward
Here's
figured
thing.
Out more shit than
Here's
Adam
the thing.
West.
If you have the right books, Batman is a detective.
Right.
If you don't, Batman punches people in the face. That's
or,
the truth.
Or a tree.
Or he kicks a tree.
This happens all the time, and the movies fall into this problem as well. Oftentimes Batman is not thinking his way through situations, he's punching his way through.
Fucking Tom King sucked, he ruined Batman.
Now, even during books where Batman is punching his way through, he's strategically thinking. He's usually 4 or 5 steps ahead trying to determine what's going on. Like in the relaunch when they did JLA, in those books, while everybody was trying to fight the super guys... When they blew up his plane, there was a group of superheroes that came down from another planet, and they were saving better than the JLA did, and yada yada. Well, when the plane goes down, and everything's happening, and all the heroes are getting, like, it's basically fucking torn apart and turned on, Batman's the only one that stands up out of the wreckage, and he doesn't walk away from the plane. He stands there for a while and waits to be attacked like every other hero. Then he steps out of the fire and says, I know who you are. That is Batman. That is what he's supposed to be. But 80% of the people on this list, they're just fucking walking towards the enemy with flailing fists. Yep. Even Christian Bale, who does, is he seen doing detective work? His detective work always comes down to one thing. I'm going to punch that guy.
I'm going to punch that guy, or I'm going to torture that guy, or have some device that's going to help me listen into the guy.
Or getting
so I can
multiple
see where
life sentences.
So I could punch that guy later over there.
Yeah. It's all to the extent of I'm going to punch that guy. Where here's why I give it to Affleck. Affleck is old. He's not as strong. He does have trouble in fights. Even when he's fighting like 30 guys, he's a bad motherfucker, but he gets shot. He gets stabbed, he gets kicked, he gets fucked up, he has to muscle through it, and it's not about how much he can whoop ass, because he's old and he has to think strategically. He's not on the other heroes' levels anymore. So when he goes into an area, step one was remove the guns, step two was the sonic devices, step three was the utility belts, and then fight the stragglers that were coming at him, and make quick decisions like catch this grenade, hey, you fucked yourself.
Yeah,
I did like that warehouse fight scene was amazing.
Yes.
And throughout the course of all of that, when you get to Doomsday, there were a lot of people that were like, man, fuck that movie. Batman just ran away from Doomsday. What did you want him to do, motherfucker? Kick it? Ninja kick! Bap! And Doomsday is like...
Ninja slap?
Fucking really?
Yeah.
You're dead. Slap your bitch ass.
Slap! Fucking to the moon, motherfucker.
Oh, you're human?
What he did was he ran away, he hid, he strategized, he watched the fight go down, and he saw one fucking moment where he couldn't kill it, but the other two guys that could, he could give them a chance.
Yep.
And he used the final bullet he had to take away Doomsday's power for just enough time that maybe they'd get through this. He never intended to fight that thing.
No. The second he sees that...
His fight was with Superman until... Where did you say the name?
Okay, that part's dumb.
He is my favorite of the Batmans.
Yeah.
Affleck is the best one for me.
For me, it's a tie.
For me, having not seen the movie
yet... I can't.
I can't pick Affleck.
That's fine.
Yeah.
For me, it's a tie.
I've heard a lot of good things from you guys and a lot of other people.
Affleck did a good job.
Mm-hmm. Damn good job.
He's just sadly in bad movies.
Yeah.
Kind of like how Wonder Woman makes her debut in a bad movie, but is the greatest fucking 15 minutes you've ever watched.
Right.
I've heard that's being retconned, that she's not actually in there now, in the new Wonder Woman movie.
We'll see how that works.
Yeah.
Well, for me, like I said, it's a tie. I like Affleck, so he's there. But I also like Keaton. Sorry. It's a tie. I can't pick between the two. They're both there for me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a toss-up between Keaton and Affleck for me. I love Keaton more because it's the one I like the most, but mm-hmm. I like what Affleck did with
yes.
it.
Yes.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. In terms of second place, that's where my tie is between Keaton and fucking Bale. But after that, everybody else, I mean, they did good. But...
So it's Affleck. Having not seen the movies, I cannot pick Affleck.
Actually, it's I'm Affleck. He's Affleck.
I'm Keaton.
He's Keaton.
Oh, yeah, you're Keaton. Sorry.
I'm Affleck Keaton.
But you gotta pick
Keaton
one.
I'm Keaton Affleck.
He's Keaton Affleck.
Yeah.
So he picked both of them, but he does have an edge.
Yeah.
Because if you end up...
Affleck, Keaton.
Okay.
And I'm Bale.
And he's Bale. Okay.
I mean, granted, I did like Michael Keaton... Because he played Batman great.
Right.
And me and Bill have talked about this at length in the past.
Right.
Michael Keaton, when he played Batman, he was Batman who acted as Bruce Wayne.
Right.
I loved him as
Batman was who he was.
And
Wayne was the character he played.
And I love Keaton as the Vulture.
Kind of like how Superman is Superman, but he plays fucking Clark Kent.
Nobody here can deny that fucking he killed that role.
Oh, as the Vulture?
Oh,
fuck
God.
Yeah.
He
did great as the Vulture.
I love the Vulture.
God, yes.
Okay, so that was the show. We went well over what we normally intend to do, but that's fine.
That's because Batman, goddammit.
So here's the last thing we have to mention before we get out of here.
One that we missed?
We are coming up on something. We're going to have to... We'll end up on the next superhero thing we do, which we're not going to make a promise as to when that is. We have some of them lined up, but we're going back to writers. The next superhero thing we do, we will find the bat suit from Gotham. We'll put it in just as a pre thing. So we'll do that. It's coming up.
Although, technically speaking, there was a bunch of the Bat and the Sun shit that we missed, too, but that's something different.
When is the break? When are we taking it this time?
Don't we usually do it the last filming before Christmas?
I
forgot if it was in November or December, so...
It's in December.
It's in December. It's usually, like, the first or second week of December. We start the break, and then we don't come back until after the con. But truth be told, this year...
I'm not going to the con, so yeah. I will... While some of the other people may go to the con...
I'll be at the con because I run security there. I may very well do
an episode that day right here.
It just won't be a big thing.
It'll be a hangout.
Usually the break... Is the weekend before Christmas.
So figure out when our last... That's our last film date, are you sure?
Yes, because the next one goes into January, which is the
4th. Yeah, let's see, because... Okay, so next one is the 23rd.
Yes, then the
7th. And then the 7th. And then there's the 21st. And then Christmas week is the 20... After the 21st. And then the 4th. And then the 18th. And then the 1st.
So we still got a few weekends still. So
yeah, Zap is usually the first week of January.
But
right?
Since we're not going to Zap,
so, yeah, so
I'm not.
I don't see a point to waste that money.
I'm going to be the only one going, but that's because I run security there.
No, I think Scott's still going.
Yeah, Scott
I just
would
don't.
Still go.
I'm not doing anime cons anymore. I've learned. I'm a games con and comic con kind of person. Anime, I love anime, but I don't love it at a fan con level anymore. It's simply not for me. The last four anime cons I have went to have disappointed me.
Okay, so then it sounds like for the break then, we can go from the 21st, that'll be the last one, and then, because the 4th would be Zap.
Yes, next week is Writers to confirm, and it's not next week, it's, but
the next filming weekend, so yeah.
Right.
Next live stream.
So yeah. Like I said, Zap would be the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th this upcoming year.
21st is our last episode, and we'll be back on the 18th.
Yeah, the 18th, technically.
We're
going to
take a month off for holidays. And
right, other than if, like,
not
Bill
dying
to,
from the frosty cold.
Yeah, if Bill wants to do a live episode,
I might do
a
hangout.
And hang out, but yeah.
I'm thinking during the con and whatnot, I'll probably do a hangout.
I'll be doing that because I'm not going.
Yep, because I'm not going.
I probably could pop in for it too.
Right.
Because
then go off to
the
con.
The con is just
no,
over
it
there.
Is. It's yeah. Like down it's, the fucking road.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as a technicality, if we wanted to do a filming thing, you know what? We'll figure this shit out later, and we'll let you guys know.
It's true.
Well, is that everything?
I think that's all of the stuff out of the way, other than now that I have the RSS feed working properly and I have everything else, RSS feed should be updated correctly now, meaning when the fuck I actually feel like getting to it and not when my computer lets me.
So we'll see you guys same bat time, same bat channel.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.